بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب جواز البكاء على الميت بغير ندب ولا نياحة. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi now brings a chapter on the permissibility of crying for the deceased. Person passes away and others cry over the deceased. It is permissible as long as it is not done where the person now starts begin to praise the deceased and enumerates all his feats and all his achievements and how great a person he was. This which we call as a eulogy, or even an elegy, in which the person now starts showing such remorse and such sadness and grief that he begins to talk about the person in his poetry. It was common in the time of the Jahiliyyah, when somebody would pass away, they would compose poetry and sing in his praise, and what a great loss it was to them. So here in this case, the person is now beginning to enumerate all the good feats of the person, and it makes the person forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, and you are talking about the greatness of the deceased. Also, wala niyaha, a person should not wail. This wailing is when a person, before passing away, they used to make wasiyat. They would advise, or they would command the family people, and that when I pass away, I want you to come behind me as a procession and begin to mourn and cry and wail. So people would think, what a great person has passed on. So they would even make wasiyat for this. So this type of wailing is not permissible. Otherwise, to cry, to shed tears when your close person passes away or any deceased passes away and you shed some tears, this is absolutely in conformance with the Sharia. Rasulullah SAW cried, as we see in the hadith. However, it should not be crying where a person is speaking against or complaining against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, why you took away my child? Why did you take away my father? Couldn't you take somebody else's child away? And this is incorrect. This is haram. So this chapter is where the person is now crying over the deceased, but he is not now expressing such great feats of the person and praising the deceased person, and or talking about what a great loss it is for them, and he begins to cry on that. Wala niyaha, and he should not be such that people begin to mourn and wail. And this mourning and wail is done, it is a fake mourning and wailing. It is done because the mayyit had, before passing away, made this wasiyah that, listen, when I pass away, I want you to come behind me with the procession and mourn and wail. So this type of wailing is not permissible. So this Imam Nawawi rahmatullah explained, أَمَّا النِّيَاحَةُ فَحَرَامٌ وَسَيَأْتِي فِيهَا بَابٌ فِي كِتَابِ النَّهِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. There's this type of niyaha which I explained now, where the mayyat makes his wasiyat that on my demise I want you to wail and cry. This is not permissible. وَأَمَّا الْبُكَاءُ, but crying, shedding tears, فَجَاءَتْ أَحَادِيثُ بِالنَّهِي عَنْهُ وَأَنَّ الْمَيِّتُ يُعَذَّبُ بِالْبُكَاءِ أَهْلِهِ وَهِيَ مُتَأَوَّلَ وَمَحْمُولَ عَلَى مَنْ أَوْصَى بِهِ. And the crying that is also not permissible is when a person he makes wasiyat that on my demise I want you people to cry. So on this, when the mayyit passes away, and because he had commanded, sometimes he pays upfront before passing away, of course, an amount of money to people who are specialists in this, that when I pass away, they will come with a band and procession and they will cry and wail. So because of this action of his, the mayyit will now be punished in the qabr. وَالنَّهْيُ إِنَّمَا هُوَ عَنِ الْبُكَاءِ الَّذِي فِيهِ نَدْبٌ أَوْ نِيَاحَةٌ وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَى جَوَازِ الْبُكَاءِ بِغَيْرِ نَدْبٍ. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah explains that the permissibility for crying, shedding tears without the above that be explained, وَلَا نِيَاحَةٍ أَحَادِيثُ كَثِيرَةٌ مِّنْهَا عَنِ ابْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَادَ سَعْدَ بْنَ عُبَادَةَ وَمَعَهُ عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ بْنُ عَوْفٍ وَسَعْدُ بْنُ أَبِي وَقَاصٍ وَعَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ فَبَكَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah visits Sa'ad bin Ubadah. Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiyallahu anhu was very sick, and Rasulullah goes to visit him, and with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala and Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala and Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala. So these three accompany Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَبَكَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Nabi saw Sa'ad bin Ubadah, he began to cry. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَوْمُ بَكَى, فلما رأى القوم بكاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بكوا. When the people saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم crying, they also began to cry. فقال ألا تسمعون؟ رسول الله then said, are you not listening? إن الله لا يعذب بدمع العين ولا بحزن القلب ولكن يعذب بهذا أو يرحم وأشار إلى لسانه متفق عليه. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saw that perhaps the people might think that why I'm shedding tears. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم explains that due to this excessive grief on the loss of the Sahabi, because he was sick and he passed away, Rasulullah began to shed natural tears. This natural tears that began to flow from the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Sallam says this is because of the huznul qalb, where the heart is sorrowful, the heart feels the pain, and this is perfectly permissible in Islam. But when a person begins to utter words of impatience, jaza, Besabri, where he's now begin to, in the time of Jahiliyyah, they would beat their face, they would pull their hair, they would tear open their collars. So this type of Jahiliyyah practice, this is not permissible. In Allah la yu'adhibu bidam'il 'ayn. Allah will not punish the person if he sheds natural tears of grief. We are human beings. We feel the loss, the separation of our beloved. Wala bihuznil qalb, even if the heart feels the grief. But Allah punishes because of this. Rasulullah ﷺ showed, pointed towards his tongue, that Allah will either punish the person because of his tongue, or Allah will have mercy upon the person because of his tongue. If he speaks good words, then Allah will have mercy upon him. If he speaks against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become angry, and Allah will then punish him. So either Allah will punish him, or Allah will have mercy upon him, depend on how he reacts on the demise of the person who was close to him. وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رفع إليه ابن ابنته وهو في الموت. We find the grandchild of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is now leaving the world, passing away. ففاضت عينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم began to shed tears. فقال له سعد. سعد رضي الله عنه was present there. He said, ما هذا يا رسول الله? What is this crying about? Why are you tearing? In other words, he may have felt at that occasion it was not correct to cry. قال هذه رحمة جعلها الله تعالى في قلوب عباده. رسول الله says this is mercy which Allah has placed in the hearts of His servants. وإنما يرحم الله من عباده الرحماء. متفق عليه. And Allah will show mercy to those of His servants who are merciful to others. So I'm showing mercy to a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because this grandchild of mine is passing away. I'm feeling the pain. It is natural. So Allah will have mercy upon those who are merciful. If you are a person has a stone heart, he's very, very harsh, he doesn't even shed a tear, shows no emotion whatsoever. And he doesn't express any words of ta'aziz and condolence to the people around. Then such a person has got a very hard heart. Allah does not show mercy to such a person. It is natural to shed tears, natural to feel the pain and the grief and sorrow in the heart. And that is mercy. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows mercy to the one who is merciful to others. Allah will give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika.